You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Caroline, she's a queen of talking. Hey, what's on your mind? She's getting real, not afraid to feel. Take a soul to soul, just let it flow. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
So excited to have Lori Perrangipe joining me, who, if you guys want to know, badass, beautiful, it's like modern, it's like classic, it's like edgy, it's like timeless, it's like colorful, but it's also muted, it's natural, but it makes you feel electric. That is your style. You're this interior designer. Is that the correct terminology?
That is, yes.
You are this interior designer that I have fallen in love with on Instagram, and you're in Nashville. That's where you live.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. So
that's where I'm everywhere, yeah. But I'm here.
You're everywhere. You're based in Nashville. We have tons of mutual friends, but I've never really gotten to like know you, but I am such a fan of what you do. You have just this eye that, to me, it's everything that my brain would want my house to look like, because I want all the classic and the timelessness and all of that, but I also want to feel spunky and crazy, and I want the colors and I want wallpapers, but you want it all to blend, and you don't want people to walk in and be like, what, either like this is so boring or like this is so loud. It's like you do it so well. And so obviously I'm fired up about you, and I want to hear all about that journey.
Okay.
But I want to start with, everyone who follows her on Instagram, get ready for a little treat, because Lori has a meme section called Screenshots under her...
Screenshot Sunday. Yep.
And it's on your, I was calling it archive, but it's called Highlight Reel.
On my highlights, yep.
Let me just share one that made me pee my pants.
I can't help myself. I really do. Sometimes I like might have to ask a friend, like, is this too far? Am I going to get fired from my current jobs? They're like, let it fly.
Well, it makes me love you, because you have such like a big time job. Like, you're so cool, and you're doing like really huge, exclusive, like mansion houses, but yet you have this humor, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with you times a million. Okay. This one made me legit pee my pants and laugh out loud.
I can't wait.
It says, me. Okay, just be cool. Walks into a social situation, bumps into a fake plant, accidentally sneeze farts.
Right? Like, who cannot relate to that?
Oh my God.
You know, you got like your eyebrows done, you got your Botox is working, you feel all good, and then you just fall apart sometimes. It just doesn't come together.
So talk to me about this humor. Are you just this, like, because you're so put together. Like, you have the best style. You've got, you're beautiful. You're so, like, poised and all that. Like, if I didn't know, if you didn't have Instagram, if I didn't know you had this humor, I would kind of be intimidated by you because I'm like, you're a freaking badass to the max. Like, I don't even know how to speak to you. But then you have this humor, and I'm like, okay, we can relate. Like, I can hang out with you. Well, where did it come from?
I think really that is why my like career plus Instagram was such a really good mix, because I think design can be so intimidating. I think people can be so, you know, put off by it's so fancy and she's so fancy and I can't do that. And it's just completely, you know, inaccessible and they can't get to it. And they would be afraid to, you know, oh, don't come to my house. I don't want you to see my bathroom and I don't want you to see my sofa and all of that kind of stuff. And I feel like Instagram gave me an opportunity to like talk to people like through that little camera hole and sit and then just kind of talk about what we're doing. Like, holy shit, guys, I failed today and here's what happened. And it was horrible and I got yelled at today and here's what happened. And it's like, I can't help but reveal the way that it sort of unfolds in real life. And the humor part of it, I feel like is, it's what keeps me from getting too serious. Like, I'm pretty driven and I can be, you know, kind of head down working, striving. I'm like a striver. I'm a three.
I was gonna say, you're totally number three on the Enneagram, the achiever.
Totally a three. And so I think it really helps. Like, I think it takes some of that like sharp edge off the whole thing. And says, oh, but also I'm ridiculous. I'm probably going to cuss at our first meeting and I'm going to tell jokes and there may be a sneeze toot that we have to talk about or whatever, but it just makes it to me, it's just so much more relatable because honestly, like as pretty as the pictures are or how pretty I hope that the pictures are, it really is like someone's bathroom where they brush their teeth and get ready and
take shits.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Like, it's real. Like, we pick the toilet with you.
Yeah.
How weird is that? Like, we talk about it. Yeah. I'm like, I'm really sorry, but you're going to have to sit down on this toilet here in this showroom and see if it's comfy because you said you wanted a square toilet, but have you ever sat on one? Like, it's real life, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the real life, I just think that it all mixes together. And if it got too stuffy or if I got too big for my britches and lost that and really just made it so, so serious, and oh, it's high design and I can't just bait. I think it would lose interest. I would lose interest.
So you are in the big leagues. You are playing with the big boys and girls and you are like dealing with multi-million dollar houses. Like, I was checking out this house. Oh my God. So everyone go follow her on Instagram. It's called Mrs. Paranjape. It's MRSPARA. NJAPE. So follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was looking at this house called the Campbell Quarters. Holy macaroni and cheese. That house is ridiculous. And you did the whole thing.
It's crazy. Like, I can't, like 10 years ago, me can't believe what today me gets to get my hands on, what I get to design, who I get to work with, these incredible personalities, these incredibly talented people, athletes and music and entrepreneurs and all of these like super talented people in their own right. And then to get to work on a house like that, that was, I think it was 19,000 square feet.
19,000 square feet. And it's like built to the max. It's like a castle, but a modern, cool, like present day castle. What do you do when you are handed a job like that and they say, okay, we trust you with our entire house? I mean, that is a huge deal.
Okay. So
how do you make it all blend? That's so much
space. This is the get real thing, right? Like, this is the get real thing. So this year for my business and for myself personally, this is the year of trust. So I've been working on my business for 12 years and I started with, you know, oh, I'll help you pick a fabric to recover your chair and make a recommendation on window treatments, but you'll probably buy them online because that's least expensive. And then things have progressed So we're here where we are. But really, it hasn't been until maybe last year that my very first client said, I just believe. I believe that you have listened. I believe that you have heard what we want from this. And whatever it is that you think gets us to where we'd like to go is what we would like to do. And would send text. I would ask a question on text and they would write back, we trust you.
That's so awesome. That is so awesome.
So like in the beginning, that's not what they said. Like in the beginning, it was they doubted me and then I doubted me. Or I said something, you know, and I felt confident saying it, but then I sort of would backtrack. And that's a process, like getting to the point of having the confidence to be a steward for budgets. Like what I'm dealing with at this point, I've had to build up my own confidence and believe in myself and build the trust in my decisions. So then when someone comes to me and asks for real advice for the biggest investment they have ever made in their entire life.
And not just advice, but like to outfit the whole thing.
Right. So, and now, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Like now we start with plans on paper. And then we take it all the way through to furnishings and we fill it. So what I say is, we'll start with paper, we'll get to know you, I'll understand what you want. And then at some point, the builder, when he's finished, will hand me the keys, not you. And then I will move you in, my team and I will come in and we'll bring an art installer, window treatment installer, wallpaper installer, we'll bring the trucks and the deliveries and everything and we'll move it all in, get it completely ready, we'll light the candle, we'll turn on the music, and then you can come home.
Oh my God, do you just freak out? I mean, this is like, you're like Picasso of design. I mean, like literally, how are you like dying? Because like this is your little brainchild. Like you see the plans, you get to know the person and the family, you get their vibe, and then your little wheels just start turning. Talk to me about that process. The wheels start turning and like, How do you do it based on like the personality, based on the vision that comes to your mind? Like, how do you do that dance? Like, how do you work that?
Well, I mean, I think for one thing, my client base, they're in their 20s and 30s. So they're exceptionally young to be doing this level of project.
I mean, Campbell? Right? Dang.
I know. So they're young. So all of my clients somewhat come to me asking for help to execute what they think they might want, but they need affirmation that yes, should I build it this big or is that too big? I'm like, sometimes I'm like, it's too big. It's too big. And we have to like kind of scale it back, especially if it's brand new to them, this idea of building at this level. If it's brand new to them, they really want help. They want more help than someone who's done this two or three times because they have confidence. These younger people, they don't have the confidence yet.
Right.
They need a partner to help them.
Well, and you don't want to mess it up. Like like you said, if this is the first time someone's dropping this kind of cash, you don't want to mess it up. Like you're building this dream home. Like it's worth hiring someone like you to make sure it's perfect.
So now they trust me. So I take that responsibility really seriously. Like my job is amazing. I get to do amazing things and deal in, you know, the latest and the greatest, and the most beautiful and all of those things. But it's really important to me that they feel respected, that I respect their budget or communicate with them about budgets and things like that. So a lot of it, like underneath all of that pretty, is some really important stuff to me relationally with my clients, that we're in a good spot and that we have that trust. Then comes what you're asking about, which is like, what if all of the bedroom walls are upholstered? You know, what if we put the pool inside? What if like those sorts of things, like we begin to imagine what these things could be, or I learn from experience and say, you know what, we did this one time, what would be really cool? You know, we have this big, beautiful family room. What if we had a little cozy den with a low ceiling and the only thing that fits is a sectional and all the walls are navy and the sofa's navy and the roof ceiling's low and it's just a TV and you feel like safe and there's no windows and it's just chill time and you can take your bra off and watch TV?
Yes.
Like, that to me is how I would rather do design than I have the most exquisite fabric that we just got in from France and I'd like to find a way to use it in your home.
You want it to be the vibe. That's the thing with you is it's the vibe. When you post, every time you post, I'm like, I would love that. Like Michael and I, we've been talking about moving forever and building and all this stuff. And we live in East Nashville and we love it so much. But now I've like my mind, we kind of even almost moved once and sort of like designed a house and then we decided not to do it. So like my mind is now like able to see on a very small level how this all works. Like I had never even known that you could pick out a different handle for a cabinet in your kitchen. Like I didn't know there's like 27,000 different options and like, you know, and like the light fixtures and how tall you want your ceilings. I mean, this is like the bare minimum basic stuff, but like now I can like start seeing how this all can come together as a piece of art and it can go a million different ways. But every time that you post, I love it.
Well, you're sweet to say that because really what I'm trying to do is take what they've asked of me. Like what I say is beautiful is easy. Just believe it will be beautiful. Done. That's easy. But what I care more about is the stuff that sort of holds it up. Like all the iceberg that's underneath the water, that the top is the pretty. You know, like take a picture and the colors are pleasing and the contrast is there, or it's really soft and neutral or whatever we went for. But like a question I ask all the time is, where do you drink coffee and at what point of the morning do you drink coffee? Like I get out of bed, I work out, I do this and then I have coffee or I wake up early and I sit down and I really enjoy my cup of coffee by myself. I'm like, okay, where do you do that? And when you sit down, do you put your feet up underneath you? Or so you need like a big cozy chair? Or would you rather sit by a window and you want lots of light? Like that to me is so much more important than whether they like this blue or this blue.
How do you even know to think like that? What is that in you? How do you know how to be like that?
Well, maybe some of it at this point, maybe I get to say 12 years in, maybe I get to say some of it is experience that I've gotten the wrong chair for someone or I've not paid attention to how they really, you know, oh, I thought it was so pretty. And so I got them that sofa, but then they're sitting there like stiff as boards and the husband is 6'4" and it's his legs are too long and her feet are so short that her legs stick out. They don't touch the ground or like the practical. I mean, I tell them all the time, I'm like, you think this is going to be so exciting and I'm going to razzle dazzle you. But really, I want to talk about whether you're left or right-handed. Because I need to know where to put an outlet in your drawer in your bathroom if you have an electric toothbrush or an electric razor. So if you're left-handed, we plug in on the left. If you're right-handed, we plug in on the right. Like, how mundane is that?
But like, no, it's actually, to me, it's not mundane. It's like, wow, how amazingly detail-oriented are you on the things that actually really matter in your day-to-day life? Because yes, if people are hiring you, they obviously want a beautiful house, but you want to be comfortable. Like you live here. This is where someone, like you said, takes their bra off, like brushes their teeth, takes freaking shit. You know, it's like, I want to be comfortable in my house. And those are the details that you are really paying attention to. That's amazing.
It's what I care about. It's actually what I care about more. And I really do feel like there's a natural understanding to me. I couldn't quite tell you what the process is to get to the pretty part because it sort of follows all of those details. It naturally kind of comes in behind that we craft what it, you know, like a master bedroom, maybe it's dreamy and soft and peaceful and they're high powered, whatever, or they're a traveling athlete. So when they get to be home, they want not a hotel room. They want to be home and, you know, layers and layers of texture and quiet and blackout drapes and those sorts of things. So that is right away. That's easy to me. So then we have to deal with all of the other stuff, which I say is the mundane, which is how they live. Which side of the bed do you sleep on? You know, is this her side or is this his side? And, you know, who goes to the bathroom more in the middle of the night? Who gets up with the baby? You know, that sort of real, that's the real life. That's how I want to design for people. is by knowing who they are and then building this really beautiful thing all the way around how they live or how they'd like to live. That's what really gets me going.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with you. I like can't even handle myself right now. So where do you get, so there's that, which is just like so awesome because that's amazing. Where do you get the design part though? Because your design to me, what draws me so much is I vomited it out in the beginning of this podcast, like 37 different thousand things about you. But like your design to me covers all of the things that you want, at least in my mind. It's like it's creative, it's artistic, it's bright, mm-hmm. it's edgy, but then it feels so peaceful and timeless and classic and serene. But yet then mm-hmm. it's like bright orange something somewhere, but it goes so perfectly, or like a hallway of like blue textured wallpaper that makes you just feel so awesome. And I'm like, how do you do this? Like, where does that come from?
Well, I mean, you know, to ring the same, rings the same bell. Like, let's walk down sort of a quiet, like, let's be peaceful. Let's be energetic in this space. And then let's walk down this hallway and sort of take it in and quiet everything down with a texture. And then when we walk into the bedroom, we feel peaceful by the time we get there. Like, it's much more about the use of space than about the pretty thing that you bought and put in it. It's why, like, forever when everybody was like, oh, that catalog's so pretty, and I'll go to Pier 1 and buy myself a candle and then I got a pretty house, right? Like, then you're just buying stuff, but you're not creating the environment or like unfolding the house like you'd like to live. And when we get to design, you know, one of the things that I'm obsessed with, I will bore you to tears on this topic, but I'm obsessed with the space between her car door in the garage and the island in the kitchen.
Whoa.
So like,
this, okay, hold on. I got to take a break. I have to pause because you're blowing my mind. We are having conversations that I didn't even know existed right now. I didn't know.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know that as a designer, I mean, of course, this is what you would want to think about now that you're saying it. Like, yes, but like, who even knows to think about this? I mean, yes, that from the car door to the island. I mean, a woman walks that path. How many times a day?
And what's in, okay, so you, perfect. What's in your hands?
Oh my God, a baby, always. Uh-huh. A baby, yep. A diaper bag, mm-hmm. or if I don't have the whole diaper bag, I have a bottle, I have a snack, yep. I have probably two passies, because she's always got two passies, yep. a wet swimsuit, because we're in swim lessons right now, a towel over the other shoulder, mm-hmm. a car key somewhere, and a purse if I can find it.
Okay.
And a water
and maybe
bottle.
A bag. And a water bottle and maybe a bag to return to Target.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. So that's exactly what everybody has in some form or fashion, right?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter if you're a stay-at-home mom or you have a bunch of kids or you work or whatever. So to me, when you get out of your car door, so you've left with all that stuff, you're going to come back in with all of that stuff. So you get out of your car door and there should be somewhere for you to throw the things away that you gathered trash when you were in your car.
Oh my God, Lori, because I'm shoving the trash in my pockets or in my
pants. Or in the pocket of the car door.
Yeah.
You know, cram it in there.
Or I'm putting it on the hood of the car to remember to throw it away later because I don't want to stay in the car.
You don't have anywhere to put it.
Yes. So
then you come in the house and you have her wet bathing suit and her towel. And you have maybe like a really dirty diaper, or she totally overflowed a diaper and now you have a wet, dirty clothes and all of that kind of stuff. So when we enter the house, we should have laundry nearby. We should have a place to hang up the things that we'll take again. We should have a place for you to put your purse and charge your phone because you know your battery's dying by the time yes. you get back into the house.
Yes.
And you can dispense. You got the mail. You grabbed that. You shoved it in your purse and you can put the mail. So by the time, in my dream, by the time you've made it to the kitchen island, you are hands-free except for the baby.
Oh my God, this is amazing right now. I'm like, literally my mind is like, if it could explode, it would be exploding.
So if we can design the house like that, so we know how you live, we all sort of live like that. Now again, let's be clear, this is luxury construction.
Right.
So get that is not how everybody gets to build it. You can think it though, even if you're not building luxury construction, you can think it. Okay, so how can I do that? How can I make that walk from my car door to the kitchen island. How can I get all of those steps taken care of by the time I get there?
Yeah.
My goal is a clean, pristine kitchen island because everything has been managed by the time you get there. Is it gorgeous? You bet your ass it's gorgeous.
Yes.
But that's sort of secondary.
So you function first. Right. So you now, here's your, like you're saying, here's your car, your walk from your car to the island. Mm-hmm. So now mm-hmm. you create the laundry room gorgeous that you need, that it's, that is the function first. And then you create probably like the mud room type situation with like the mm-hmm. stuff to hang. That's gorgeous. So you're helping people stay organized also. Like, so we don't lose everything.
It's everything. And then, we can take it all the way. Like if you, okay, so let's talk fancy for a moment. Like,
yes.
Let's
go super. Oh my God. Talk dirty to me.
Okay. So that's the word. It's a dirty kitchen.
Oh,
so one of my favorite things I make is a dirty kitchen. So there's your kitchen, right? So let's pretend that you're like suits fancy.
Okay.
And you have caterers all the time, or you host functions all the time in your house, and you love to entertain in your beautiful kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So behind your kitchen is a dirty kitchen.
You got a double kitchen.
There's a dishwasher and a sink, maybe two dishwashers and a sink. There's ovens, so you're not sweating in your kitchen while you're like entertaining and trying to not like show people that you're breaking out in a little bit of sweat because the oven's on. And if you have a caterer, the caterer's back there, so you can still enjoy your kitchen while you're entertaining instead of your kitchen being a kitchen when you're entertaining.
How did you know how to do that?
So all this stuff is back there. There's refrigerators, there's wine, there's a coffee maker, there's refrigerator drawers so you can have creamer for your coffee when you make your coffee back there. There's drawers for refrigeration so you can make your smoothies.
So what's in the clean kitchen? If that's the dirty kitchen, then what's in the clean kitchen?
Then you just have your beautiful refrigerator that's organized by the home edit, and you have your beautiful island, and that's where your friends drink wine while you're just putting the finishing touches on your little hors d'oeuvre tray to sit out. I don't know.
Oh my God.
But for real, like,
yes,
you know, Corey, the baby sitting on the island in real life.
Do you know what is so probably fantastical about your life? And tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, I know you have so much stress and hard work. Yes, that is a given. You have a lot of pressure, a lot of responsibility. All that, but you get to live in a true fantasy land of if you dream it, you can create it. Like, what does that feel like? Because I'm gonna be honest with you. Sometimes I am so good about believing in the vision and manifesting, and the other times I am so sucked down by the depth and darkness of the world that I can't for a mm-hmm. second even like get to like, oh my God, anything's possible. Sometimes I'm like so extreme, but you live in the anything's possible all the time. What mm-hmm. does that feel like?
It feels fantastic.
Like, I mean, like anything you can come up with.
It's great.
You put a tire swing in the middle of the kids' playroom. You put a freaking tire swing in the middle of the kids' playroom. Check out the Campbell.
That's right. We put two swings in a kitchen in Brentwood.
Oh.
Right.
Anything you dream, you can make.
Right. I mean, it's what it is. When I hear you say that back to me, and, you know, I don't get to say those things to myself, right? I'm like heads down, working, getting through. And then it's really hard to like turn around and see where you've come or what you've accomplished and things mm-hmm. like that. To hear you say it back to me reminds me of that I'm really proud of, you know, where I've gotten with my business and really proud of the faith that the clients, you know, put in me to take them and do those things, and that they might open up and say, you know, we had a house drawn a little bit, but what do you think it should look like? Like, what else do you think we should do? Like, that's amazing.
Yes.
That they asked me that. That's incredible.
I mean, it's incredible. Okay, so I have to know another thing. Talk to me about what is the imagination of Lori Perangipe?
What is the imagination?
Yes, because everything you create is so imaginative. Like, what is your imagination? And like you said earlier, when you walk through a house, I'm not quoting you perfectly, but like, it's an experience. Like each room has a vibe, like even the dark low ceilings room. And then mm-hmm. like, what is What is your imagination? And then walk me through one of your fantastical houses and what each room is supposed, what the flow of the house is supposed to feel like to you. Like almost like explain it to me like a song, you know, like when you have a song, you start with like, you get a little intro and then you get the first verse and then you get the pre-chorus and then you get the chorus and then you come down and you go back to the second verse and then you get the bridge and then you get the chorus again and then you get the another little instrumental part and then you get the bridge and then you end with like a chorus, a double chorus, take it up to the next level, crescendo, out. So what is the house experience like? And then what is your imagination like?
I mean, it's a lot like that. Really, it starts for me, the composition starts for me. What I say with every single project is talking to my clients, whether now we're on Zoom or we're in person or I'm up there or they're down here. I'm like, take me to the front door and let's walk in the front door. And it's amazing to me how many people are like, oh, I haven't really even done that. Or I can't picture what that looks like. I'm just looking at a piece of paper. I don't understand. Like, I think the way that my brain is wired is I can see it this way. Mm. Like when it's laying on a piece of paper, I can lift it up and then walk through mentally.
Oh, okay. So you're like in 3D zone already.
So yeah, I'm already there. I have my little 3D glasses on in my imagination and I can see what that room will look like. And I'm like, it would be really pretty. You know, this ceiling is huge. This ceiling is going to feel huge. If we break it up, maybe this room has some beams on the ceiling and we have texture on the wall. And I think that'll feel really nice at the beginning. And then we turn and we might want to transition to like the casual part of the house, which would be like the kitchen, back of house, dirty kitchen, laundry, mud, drop spot, all of those things. That's like our casual space. Then we have our entertaining space, like our living room and dining room. And now our kitchens are sort of part of that entertaining space. They're not hidden anymore. Mm-hmm. Then we go to the private areas of the house where the family is. So like for you, that's where I would like to hang photos of Sunny that are like, make your heart beat, but aren't like the perfect photo that you would hang in a Southern, proper Southern home at the front of the house.
Mm-hmm. Like, the ones that like give me the feels.
That speak to you, like in your personal space where you're most relaxed with your people back there, that's where we see the intimate, you know, calm, all of those things happen in those spaces. Playrooms are energetic, right? Mm-hmm. Playrooms are, oh, that's so exciting, or that looks so tidy to a mother. Like I could keep that organized.
Yes. Or,
you know, there's wallpaper and there's color and there's shocking yellow and there's an interesting thing and there's swings hanging where they can't get hurt and they can play inside. And
it's not too dangerous. Like it's like like a safe zone.
Can't run into anything. It's just all right there over a rug and everybody's safe. But that's sort of how it unfolds to me. Like I do talk a lot about like, this is the intimate part of the house. This is the entertaining part. This is the back of house where a lot of the mundane everyday stuff is taken care of. But it should be really beautiful because we spend a lot of our time as real people back in that. Mm-hmm. So the laundry room should be pretty and the mud room should be organized and we should have a place for our things because we come in with that Target bag and a phone that needs charging in our purse and, you know, gym bag or whatever you have when you have your hands full. So I feel like a house sort of unfolds that way and that's how the decor happens behind those things that we're naturally doing in the house.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
So do you always start from the, where do you start? Like when you have a house, where do you start? Where is your starting point? Is it different every time, or how do you start? What room do you start with? I guess, what's your like, what's your fence post that you build the farm on? That's not what I'm saying, but whatever.
I got you. I think it's different every time. I think something comes to me during a conversation and I'm like, check, okay, the dining room is going to be black. We're going to do wine walls. We're going to do, you know, sexy lighting. We're going to have killer art and a vintage rug on the floor. And it's going to be like entertaining, lights low. So I'm like, done. And then I can move on. But it really is that fast.
Have to wait for the first room to like come into your head? Does it almost like flash in? Like you're talking, you get the layouts, and then like a room just flashes and then you build off of that?
Yes. And into a house, like we have a project going in Boston. It's going to be bananas. Like when I tell you it's going to be bananas, I mean straight bananas.
God, okay? Oh my God. I just feel like elevated talking to you. How fun is this?
So in that house though, like we were probably 4 months in when I said to my team, I'm like, I can't see the girls' rooms yet.
Okay. Like,
They're not there. Like I don't even have the layout really memorized. I haven't walked in to see what wall we look at or felt what it is. And so I had to like kind of sit down and sit in there mentally. And see if I could feel the space and begin to imagine what it might be. But some of them are blank.
What happened?
For a while.
Did it come finally?
Oh, yeah.
How did it finally come? How did you get it to come? Like, how did you force the inspiration upon yourself?
Right. Well, I mean, it starts like for the girls' rooms in Boston, it was wallpaper. Like, she had given us these like two sentences about each daughter. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, kind of a tomboy and she's athletic and she's outdoorsy and she loves this and she really doesn't want it to be pink and this is what she likes. And then for the younger daughter, it was like just pink parade, like all girl, all the way. That's what she would love. And she really wants a white bed and whatever. So once I sort of like could sit with the girls mentally, mm-hmm. about what that meant to them, and that could grow a little bit and not just be like a Pottery Barn catalog that's like great for this season and then it's dead and you have to like burn it to the ground. It kind of came together and worked with my team, and my team helps too. They help pull things and get them in front of me and, oh, remember you saw this and you really wanted to use it. And, oh, remember we saw that light fiction. I'm like, oh, right. Okay. So what if we, and then it kind of comes into focus for me. But I mean, without my team putting those things in front of me, then I'd be on my own. I'd be back where I started all by myself, having to do each of those spaces. So now there's these amazing people who also bring things and put them in front of me to remind me that I saw something that I loved.
Okay, so I have a lot of questions. I hope I can remember them all, but I'm just going to start with the first ones in my mind. First off, how do you find a team? Like, how do you, with your creativity and your vision that is so unique to you, and like you said, you're number three on the Enneagram, you're an achiever. I'm sure that you are driven and you have high expectations for your team to be the same way. So how do you find that perfect balance of someone who has the creativity that you're looking for, but also the work ethic and the personality? Because I'm sure they're not a dime a dozen of what you're looking for.
No.
And I'm sure it's a very hard find.
It is. In my head, I was just talking about it today with them at the office, is in my head, I'm sort of still that girl by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to learn to trust, to let people touch this thing that I've worked so hard to build.
Because it's so uniquely you. Like, it's you. It's not like you learn. I mean, yes, you've had training and I'm sure you've gathered all sorts of great knowledge, but like, this is you.
Mm-hmm. And direct client conversations are really me to the client. Mm-hmm. So we can't, like, when I've tried to figure out scaling, how do I scale this? How do I scale this business and grow? And I don't ever want to grow to the point where I don't have that intimate relationship with the client where I can see what they want. I hear what they want. I'm working directly with them. I don't want a bunch of designers who are working on a bunch of projects that I don't know anything about, that I hope that they pick things that I like. And I hope that they execute it well. And I hope that they communicate well. And I hope, like, I can't grow that way. That's not where I'm going.
Yes.
So it really has to be people who support me and handle tasks and manage calendar and manage timelines and manage timing of, you know, okay, so the last item, we did this today with Megan Griffin. So Kate is my designer.
We were talking about Megan Griffin. She owns and runs Skin Farm. I just got Botox today for like the first, I've gotten it 2 times since I've been pregnant. And we were talking about you, Lori, how amazing you are. Cause you designed and like have done all the Skin Farm. You've done Megan's houses and it's beautiful.
Thank you. I can't wait to install Megan's house. She's dying for it. And her house is beautiful, empty. So she doesn't even really need me, but it'll be nice to have new furniture.
Oh yeah.
But so today, that was what my design manager, Kate, was doing. She was like, okay, the last piece arrives on this date, and then we can get in there and we can install. She already got her drapery. We know that we can do the wallpaper. And then she's doing a calendar. While she's doing all of that, I'm doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of me doing that, and plus me doing that, and then me doing that. So she's managing that whole thing. She's communicating with Megan. Hey, Megan, these are the dates that we're looking at. And does that work? And then she's coordinating the people and the delivery and the furniture and the whatever. So I can do the things that I do. So
yes, because that takes so much time and energy to do.
And I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
That's not my strength.
Yeah.
That you don't want me doing that. You don't want me driving that train, sister. You do not want me doing it. You want Kate doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say it to people too. I'm like, you got to ask Kate. Kate's in charge. Like, let her handle that because she's excellent at it. But it took me a while to trust her. I hired her as an assistant and I shared her because I didn't think I could pay myself, much less pay another human.
Yes.
Like, I didn't know what all this
was.
Like, part time and I can't promise you 20 hours. And then 3 months later, I'm like, okay, I need you full time. And I need you all the time. But I mean, I loved her. I loved her right away. I really feel like she believes in the business and believes in what we're doing and cares for it, which is so important to me that she cares for this business. And I think she feels a part of it instead of just she works for me. I think she feels like she is a part of what we're accomplishing, which is a big deal. That's a big deal.
Well, and also, like you said, you completely gave her her role. Like, what she does, you want her to do it. You don't want to do it. So she is a part because you've trusted her with her role.
100%. I can't do her job. Mm-hmm. She can do her job. Mm-hmm. She does it so much better than I do. And I love that she, you know, she has great design sense. She pours into our design, but she's a designer.
Yeah.
But she has that down, that aspect of it on lock. like, this needs attention. We haven't done this. Have you called that person? This needs to happen next. She's got that naturally. And I don't. So that's an amazing team member to have. I have a junior designer, Caroline, who graduated from Alabama a year and a half ago. And I got her right out of school. And she has incredible taste. And she gets along with everybody. And she's cheerful. And she works hard. And she takes direction really well. So she advances things for me. Like, I'm like, here's the top line of what I want it to look like. This is where the direction is. And then she starts to fill in all of those blanks and she'll put the board together.
So when you find a Kate and a Caroline, what do you do? Do you like freak out in your head? Like, or, cause I'm sure it's a little bit of a process. Like when you find them, like, cause I'm, again, you get what you need. Cause they sound incredible. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but like, is that, that's like the holy grail when you find someone that you can rely on.
It is. And I like will not get too far into it because it was so upsetting, but I had the wrong employee once who did not have my best interest at heart. And we are like so real. And, you know, when I fail, it's like right there in front of everybody. And when I get an email that hurts my feelings, the first thing I do is read it out loud or screenshot it and send it to my team. Or, you know, that's so important to me to share happy and sad and win and loss and all of those things. And this person was with us for a short time, but was just not cheering me on.
What does that look like, being a negative energy?
Being a negative energy to others about our team.
Okay. Yeah. Like not representing the team. Yeah.
And not representing, like I work in a community of women who own their small businesses also. Redo Home and Design is where my office is. And so all these amazing women who are running their own businesses are, we stand shoulder to shoulder, like wins and losses and good and bad. And I didn't make enough money here and I lost it. And here's what I think happened. And then I'm like, oh, well, that happened to me. And here's what I did. And, you know, we have this community and to have somebody in our happy home. Mm-hmm. Who was not rooting for us and was not caring for that information and was not caring for our client base in a respectful way. And that was tough. It was very brief, but it took me a long time to believe that someone might be able to come into our home and be on our team and be part of us. It took me a while.
Well, and the thing is that I feel like a lot, maybe someone who hasn't taken a huge risk, like you're putting your entire name, your life, your dream, your other people's money on the line every single day. Like when you go into work, you have so much on the line. You have to step up and play ball so hardcore that you have to... You're not going to be able to be like rainbows and butterflies all the time because shit is sometimes hitting the fan. Things are going great. You have 37 balls in the air. Like how can you, if you can't be able to be transparent in all of that with your team, then you can't have a productive relationship.
No, I mean, it was awful. It was awful, awful, awful. And I ended it immediately. Yeah. Which someone told me afterward, they said, hire slowly and fire fast.
Ooh, that's good advice. That's great advice.
So as soon as I knew, I was like, okay, is this working for you? I don't think it's working for me. And she's like, I don't think it's working. I'm like, okay, great. Okay, bye. Need my laptop back. Bye.
Yeah.
Changing my passwords.
Yeah.
See you never. So that was sort of a tough thing in growth for me, is finding the people who are meant to be with me. And I say this about my clients. I really, 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 really mean it. The trust I told you about earlier and requiring trust and making that my word for this year is the clients and the employees who are meant for me. They come to me, they sit freely in my hands and I don't squeeze them. I don't chase them. I don't convince them. I don't talk them into it. I don't sell them. If I'm your designer, this is how much the money is. This is my process. This is how this works. And if you are welcome to this, if this feels like what you're meant to be doing. If this does not feel like what you're meant to be doing, then, you know, bless it and release it, right?
So what is that? What kind of spirituality, like meditation is that? Like what are you tuning into when you have that? Because that is so awesome. Like, I feel like you're like, you should hang out with Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson, and that's where I want to hang out too. Like, just like let it flow. I love that. What is that? Like, how do you know how to trust that so much?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm learning. Okay, I'm a work in progress,
trust,
right?
Your work.
Like, I did it wrong for a long time. I thought, oh, that's an A-list. I want that. I want that client.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the signs are there. And I'm like, it's fine. I'll figure it out. I'm tough. I can do it. Don't worry about it. Oh, this isn't going well though. They haven't paid their bill. That's all figure, you know, and kind of, and I was just squeezing it and chasing it and holding on so hard to things that were never meant to be mine, that I was wasting energy on these negative experiences and wondering why a client relationship was going bad or wondering why a vendor relationship was going when it just wasn't mine.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So now,
but that takes confidence. That takes confidence in yourself and confidence in the process to be able to do that, because a lot of people are like, oh my God, I have to have it, I have to have it. But like when you get to the place where you're like, I don't want it if it's not meant for me, that is like, you are a confident motherfucker.
It took a minute.
Yeah.
It took a minute. It took until this year. Like, I was on paper, I was successful last year. It took until this year for me to say that I that very first conversation. So somebody sends me an inquiry and they're like, hey, we live in Toronto or we live in Charlotte or we live wherever we live and we would like for you to build us a house and can you tell me about the process? So then I call them or we email them and I just say everything I have to say, the scariest, ugliest, gnarliest parts, I say all of them.
Wow. How do you know how to do that?
Well, because I would be like, oh, I mean, it's not that expensive. It'll be fine. And oh, that budget. Yeah, of course we can. We'll make it work.
So you just lay it out there.
So now I'm like, this is how much I am, which, you know, is new to me to progress in my career, to get to a place where that's what that number is. Mm-hmm, and I feel good about it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's
earned
a good value for what we're doing. It's an investment in the house. I feel like that investment they make in me pays off so much more in the final version of the house that it's actually a really good value,
yes,
in my opinion. And then this is how much the furniture takes for us to get all the way where you think we're going. Like what you see on those pretty Instagram photos.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how we get there. So that's the money. And I'm very collaborative in the beginning. And then we sort of develop a plan and I'm like, this is the direction we'd like to go. And once we get your approval, we sort of take it from there.
Love it.
So control freak people don't love my process.
Okay.
Because they're like, does that off-white match this off-white? Which one is more off-white? I'm like, wow, you are fucking lost.
And you're like, you're not seeing my, this is that, you're not getting my picture. You're not understanding my painting.
No. And if that's important to them, then I'm not your girl. But
yes,
there's totally a designer for that.
Yes, but you are a free flow experience. Like this is your flow based on their desires.
That's correct. So if that process sounds good to you, it, like when my clients who are meant to be mine, when my clients listen to that, they're like, that is a dream.
Just so you know, one day I'm going to be one of your clients. I'm putting that out there in the world. Because you are a dream to me.
I would love that. Oh, I would love that.
I mean, that's my dream. I'm putting it on my vision board. Because,
okay, good.
Oh, yes.
And the people who don't want that, they're like, that's really interesting. Thank you so much. And we get off the phone and then they don't hire me. And I'm like,
wasn't meant to be.
We dodged a miserable year and a half.
But how great that you can be at that place.
Well, and I still want to stay hungry. Like, I don't want anybody who's young in business starting out to be like, oh, she's so flippant about letting business go. Well, some of us just need to take the business. Well, I was there, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I remember getting, you know, 2 hours instead of just 1 hour paid for. And I would like call my husband. I'd be like, babe, they wrote me a check. Not 1 hour.
Two.
And I'm like, I'm taking everybody out to dinner. This is amazing.
I don't forget where I came from.
But I really, for my business and where I am and what's going on and these amazing clients who come to me mostly through Instagram, if that relationship is there, the trust is there, and they believe that that's the experience that they want, then it's so on. Mm. It's so on. If not, there are incredibly talented people out there who will work in whatever, like they can find their person.
It's like dating.
Person.
It's like dating. You can't, it's not everyone's a match.
No. And you get married for a long time. I worked with some people for 3 years in a row. Like our project is a 3-year project.
Yeah.
If I'm not your designer, what a miserable experience. It's like waiting to get divorced.
Yeah.
Terrible. So it has to be good. So faith, trust, all of that. That's all the energy I'm putting into my business. That's all okay. I want.
So you talked about budgets, because I feel like with everything house, like you, there's always this budget that you start with, and then the budget never stays the budget. Like, how is that?
Well, I think that also, that's conversation number one. That's the first phone call, because I actually know what the budget is. Mm-hmm. Because I've done it, mm-hmm. right? So it's not the first time I've filled a house. So again, if my clients are in their 20s and 30s, they're not bringing a house full of furniture to mm-hmm. this new house. They don't have furniture. Mm-hmm. They're mm-hmm. in like a townhouse or their starter house. And then all of a sudden things changed and they got a good contract, or they, you know, had a great album, or they whatever. And so life is different. Mm-hmm. So I feel like having the ability to tell them is what they're asking for. How much does this cost?
And you can really tell them
this. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll tell you that rooms like this and the rooms that you're seeing and the reason you called me, these are between this horrifying number and this horrifying number. And if they don't want to do that,
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. Of course. That totally makes, that doesn't work. I totally understand.
Yeah.
But if you want me to do this, then I can tell you that we have found success in this range. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really blowing budgets, because I'm the one who has done this before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm the one that says, in order to get to there, we have this many square feet, we have this many rooms, we are doing all the guest rooms, we're doing this, we're doing the pool, we're doing the whatever, we're doing all of it, then this is about what it is.
Mm-hmm. And you feel, and you have like a lot to back it up on. Like you're like, I know where this is going to be pretty much it.
Yep. And then they can go away and they can look at it. And some of them on the phone, that's about what I figured.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought it might be. And then others are like, that's more than I thought. Let me think about it.
Yeah.
But they do want to know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure why we would start a relationship without me sharing with them what that would look like in order for me to be successful for them. Like, they're hiring me because they liked what I did. If I wasn't forthright about how I got there, then they would think I can get them there in a different way. Like,
and
I have
love
to
how upfront
them.
You are, though. I love how upfront you are, because at the end of the day, like, when you have an honest relationship, then that makes money not this, like, this thing that can be a wedge maybe so much. Because I feel like if you're not transparent about money, because if you want to try to, because you're trying to make someone happy, you're trying to like tiptoe around it because you don't want to piss them off. But then here comes a check, the big bill at the end of the experience. It's like, wouldn't you just rather know from the beginning, like, this is what it cost, take it or leave it.
For sure. And I have done it the other way. I've done it the wrong way so many times. Like, so afraid.
It's hard to talk money.
Oh, it's the worst. And that's why I lead with it. I'm like, we're going to talk about money until we're blue in the face.
Yeah.
You're going to be so comfortable talking about money to me. You never have to worry like, well, I don't want to say that because Lori will think we don't have money. No, we're going to go ahead and we're going to be a team. Mm-hmm. We all have the same goal in mind. We all understand where the boundaries are.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's play within those boundaries, but let's understand what they are. Mm-hmm. And if that's not how you want to play, then that's totally okay. there, yes. You know, I worked at different budgets at different phases of my career. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the phase that I'm in now. Mm-hmm. And so I should be upfront about that and not try to downplay it or be so afraid to send an invoice or surprise them with a bill.
Yes.
Like that's the worst to me. I'm like, oh no, here's the bill. Let me tell you in the beginning, before you ever even hire me, here's the bill.
Yeah.
Yes. Good. We good? Because, okay. And then here's how I send it.
Okay. Doesn't that just make your life like you just take off such levels of stress?
I would like to talk to 10 year ago me and tell 10 year ago me to quit telling them that you can do it for less and quit telling them that you'll only need 10 hours and you can do the whole house and quit telling that, like, quit minimizing. Sorry about the puppy.
Oh, love quit a dog.
Minimizing everything.
Yeah.
And trying to make the sale and get it to work and all of that because it ends badly.
Can we just transfer that? Can we just transfer that to life in general? Quit minimizing. Quit trying to make a 20-hour day into a 10-hour day. Quit trying to sell ourselves short. Quit trying to people please. Like, doesn't that just apply to life in general?
You're absolutely right, and I could probably take a little lesson from my business and apply it to my personal life. Like the business part I kind of have figured out, but I think I could probably apply that to my personal life a little more often than I do. Like I'm better at it at work.
Yeah. Well, you've nailed it at work. You've gotten confident in your, probably in who you are and what you need to show up as at work. With being like a human and a person, it's hard because we have such different roles with different people that we're with, you know?
Sure, absolutely. And I think if I could apply more, do you want me to get her?
Oh no, this podcast is called Get Real. So a dog barking, a baby crying, kids needing their mom, it's all fine.
Okay, good. So, I mean, I think that's kind of where the magic is, right? Like, isn't that what we're sort of figuring out over time? All of us is the more, you know, that Dr. Seuss, I'm a big fan of Dr. Seuss. And it's always been what I've told my daughter and my son, which is, today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you.
Mm-hmm.
Like what kind of magic is that? Like if all I ever have to be is just
you,
me.
Yeah.
Whew. Like I got this.
Why is it so hard? Because I feel like I'm in a new awakening, becoming a new mom. And obviously you're a mom and a wife. And so, and you're, how old are your children or kid? You have a daughter?
My kids are so much older than yours. I have an 18-year-old daughter and my son is about to be 16.
Okay. So you have gone through some major parenting milestones and you have been probably transformed over and over and over again by parenting. But like, I feel like I'm in the big middle of just like coming into this whole new self because like when Sunny was born, everyone's like the old you dies and this new you. And it is so true. But it's like, I am having to learn how to just like trust myself and not get lost in all these feelings and all these different ways to do it. And like, sometimes I don't even know how I need to like do anything. And then, but it's just like what you're saying, if I can just be me, then I'm doing it right. But sometimes I don't even know how to be me.
So it's so funny that you're saying that because I'm going to look this up for you. Do you follow Glennon Doyle?
I love Glennon Doyle. Yes.
Did you see what she said today?
No, what'd she say?
I mean, it's so freaking profound every time. This life is mine alone, so I've stopped asking people for directions to places they've never been.
Yeah.
Bad news. Nobody on earth knows what you need to do next. Good news. You know. You already know.
Wow. Okay. Can you read that all over again?
This life is mine alone. So I've stopped asking people for directions to places they've never been. So they've never lived your life. So stop asking other people how to live your life. They've never lived it. They're busy working on their own, right? We're all just trying to figure this out. Bad news. Nobody on earth knows what you need to do next. Good news. You know, you already know.
Damn it. That's good. How do you get to that place? Like, how do you get there? Like when you're having a day and you've lost yourself and you are maybe, I don't know what your character defects or whatever are, because we all have like our best version of ourselves, and we all have ourselves that we're like not our best version. God, I know I have mine. So when you are not firing off at all cylinders and you are like in a day, how do you reset to get back to that quote?
I mean, probably a lot of different ways. The first one I probably do is say it out loud.
How do you notice that? Are you so in tune now that you can feel it when you're spiraling or not in your best zone?
Well, like I said it today. So my husband and I are talking about building a house for ourselves, which is really exciting.
That's fun.
And we're going through all the money stuff, right?
There it is,
like
money.
Hard money stuff, the big money stuff, the small money stuff. Like, how does this come together? How are we in a place where we're able to do this? And then you're like, oh, are we able to do this though? And, you know, scared, fear, all of those things.
Yes.
And he kind of was sort of negative about it on text. And I replied, and then he made a joke. I said, let's talk about it tonight. I texted. I said, let's talk about it tonight. And he said, ooh, that sounds fun. And he sent a little heart. Like he was flirting with me, right?
Look at y'all keeping the spark alive all these years.
Which was cute. But yes. I wrote back, can't you tell that I'm sad? Like, I don't really want you to flirt with me right now. Like, I'm sad about this. Like, I need you to hear me.
Yes.
That I'm not feeling great about this. Mm-hmm. Like, I appreciate the little snuggle via text that he was attempting.
Thanks for canoodling, but.
Right. But like, I don't really want to cuddle right now. Like, I'm sad. Can't you tell that I'm sad?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I need to like put it out there, or I'll come home and say, okay, so you're a performer, right? You did The Amazing Race. So you spent this entire time on and you host things and you're on while you're there. So when I'm with clients or I'm presenting or I'm doing that, I'll come home or I'll even text my family and say, I was on all day. Like, I think I'm out of the, like, I ran out of all the words.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any words left.
I get
like,
that.
Like, I'm an achiever and I go and I do and I'm on and I'll perform and I will do everything that I need to do. And then at some point I like need to power down.
Yes.
And then they're like, oh, okay, mommy.
But you're
like,
upfront with it. And so it doesn't catch everyone off guard. They don't think you're mad at them.
Well, I think finding the words, like my first thing that I need to do is identify it and then say it.
Yes.
And communicate to them that, you know, I don't think I'm happy, jokey, meme-y, funny mommy today. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I feel like coming home and entertaining. And I don't feel like I think I'm out of fuel.
Yeah.
And I think I maybe will have some dinner and go upstairs early and get in bed, and maybe I'll read Twitter and ignore Instagram, and maybe I'll watch a ridiculous show on TV or something. But like, I kind of get out of, you know, I'm all out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to recharge. But I think being able to verbalize it is something that I'm developing. But I find that it's very effective with my people.
So has your family responded well to you being upfront about your feelings?
Very well.
How has it affected?
My daughter will, or my son will come upstairs and say, hey, I heard that you're tired, or I heard you had a really long day, you were with clients all day. Thank you for working so hard for our family.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Because I think he hears me say that to my husband, and he hears my husband say that to me, that's an affirmation that we both need. Thank you for working so hard. Like, I see you working hard, and I'm not going to ask you to do something else if you're out right now, like if you're all the way finished. But the affirmation, the appreciation, I mean, really, sometimes that's just all you need, right?
So have y'all gone to a lot of therapy to get to this point? How did you get to this point? Sorry, and I totally interrupted you. Finish your thought. And then I want to know how you got
here. No, I was just going to say, for you as a stay-at-home mommy, like sometimes all you need is for someone to affirm that it's hard.
Yeah, totally.
And then you're like, oh my God, thank you. Like, because everybody else on Instagram seems to be just crushing the game, and everybody's food is cut up in perfect things, and they remembered the extra onesie. And, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's doing it better than you are.
Right.
And the comparison and all of that kind of stuff. Like, sometimes it's just nice to be seen in the moment maybe at not your best, one that you might sell
to
the world. And when you're yourself not doing great, sometimes that's nice too.
Totally. That is freaking amazing. What is it? Is it a brand new puppy? What kind of dog do you have?
We have a rescue.
Oh,
rescued her. Do you know Abby and Dan Smiles?
Yes, Abby. Like, is the dog safe from the world? Is this from her?
So Abby, I told Abby. So Abby and Dan, we were working together when my 14-year-old dog died.
Oh.
And they were awesome. And I was
Dan and Dan and Shay, for everyone listening, they have a new song called "I Should Probably Go to Bed," which is so good.
Isn't it so good?
Oh, it's so good.
I hope she's not bothering you. She's bothering me. But
does she want to come join the podcast? Let me go see.
Hold on 1 second.
She wants to hang out.
All right, here she comes.
She's like, listen, I want to make my debut also, okay? Like, I need to be on.
She just wants to sit in here and have gotten attention. She's a rescue. So Dan and Abby, they were with me when we had to put our June to sleep.
They
were so sweet, and I got the sweetest text from both of them. And they said, when you're ready, let us know, and we'll help you find another.
Aww.
And so it was like a month into the quarantine, and we're like, oh.
We need a dog.
We should get a quarantine puppy, right?
Yeah.
So I texted him, and I was like, okay, I think we're ready. And she sent us to a couple of places, and Wags and Walks, Nashville, was one of the places. And we went and met. Her name was Sarah when we adopted her, and we changed her name to Millie.
Oh.
And we brought her home, and she's been awesome. So I'm grateful that they like put us in touch with something like that, because, you know, I love the idea of adopting, and I love the idea of giving a pup a home who doesn't. And my husband's Indian. I'm total like mixed mutt white girl. So our kids are mutts anyway, so we may as well have mutt dogs. Like, I don't need purebred anything.
Right.
So they're the best.
Oh my God. Oh, I love that little Millie. Okay, so I will talk to you all night because you're the most fascinating person. I want to quickly talk to you about what have you learned from being a mother, especially going through all of these phases and you're in the teenage phase? Like, what has transformed in you being a mother?
Oh gosh, what hasn't, really? I mean, what has not transformed? I think, you know, I don't want to make this too much of a theme, and this is like the very special trust episode of your podcast.
I love it.
But I think trusting myself more and like teaching them how important that is for themselves to understand who they are and to grow into it and not be so certain of who you are until you're certain.
Oh,
like, don't be so sure.
That's great.
You know, like I'll hear like my son will say, you know, oh, well, I'm shy. I'm like, I don't know that you are. Are you sure you're shy? Like, are you sure? Like, that's like
a hard fact.
So that's, now we're done and you're shy. I was like, because I don't think that that's true. Like, don't you enjoy doing this? Or don't you like when this happens? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, maybe we're not all the way cooked yet. Maybe you're like still in your little muffin tin and you're just still a little bit mushy and you're still like muffin batter. And you're not a muffin yet. Like, maybe you don't know what you are. Why are you so sure that you're this or you're that? And I think that me trusting and them trusting is allowing them to kind of figure it out.
Lori, what are you reading? Where are you going to your spiritual services? Where are you gathering this insight? Because everything you're saying, I'm like, can you infuse this into my brain? Because I relate to it. I accept it. It clicks so much. But I'm like, how did you know how to say that and think of that? I need your guidance. Where do you get this?
You don't. You need Glennon and her saying, like, you already know. You already know. Like, you're Sonny's mother. Like, you're her person. She's your person. And like, you and Michael, like, whoever it is that you are will infuse that into her. But if you just hold her loosely and let her become who she is, like, how amazing is that?
Yes.
Right?
But you have the right words to say. Like, you're not a muffin. But you're a muffin. You're just still mushy. Like, we're not necessarily. Like, how do you know how to say that? I'm like, how do I do this? That's so perfect.
But it's true. Like, I really do. I think it's already, like, within us. I think we just get riddled with self-doubt and we listen to the outside and we don't trust ourselves.
You have the actual terminology to speak the words. Like, how do you know how to say these things? Because it's so profound.
I don't know if the muffin thing is as profound as it feels to you right now.
It's pretty epic to me. I'm like, you need to write a book called Mushy in the Middle, But You're a Beautiful Muffin.
You're going to be an amazing muffin. But right now you're just a schlump of batter. Yes. How do I come up with such eloquent things? I don't know.
It hits me right in the gut.
Right. It's just amazing. I know. So
you are really wise. Like, I'm telling you, I'm sorry if you might have already done this, and I'm sorry if you haven't. I just don't know. But have you written a book?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you need to write a book, and you need to do it like your life philosophies mixed with your design philosophies and how they meld together, because I think it would be really awesome. Oh, it's all coming to me. And you could start the book like how you, the vibes of the room, like thinking through each room and how it's all like this picture and this painting and it all flows together, sort of like your life philosophies, but holding it loosely, waiting for the inspiration, using the pops of color in the right places. I mean, I'm telling you, this would be a bestseller.
I'm so in.
Yeah,
I'm
well, so you've got to do it.
Well, okay, so truth, like, I will not be a woman who, like, dims my own light. I will tell you that I would love to someday have a book.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ready.
Okay.
I think my muffin batter is not quite ready to be a full muffin.
Okay,
like,
okay.
I think I want to a bigger body of work to share. I think I have a title. I think I would like the title to be Beautiful is Easy.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is that you can look at a million beautiful things, but if they don't function and they don't make sense for you, then the beauty is
if it's not so easy, if it doesn't cause your life to feel easy, then it's not really beautiful.
All of that. It doesn't matter if it's pretty.
Yeah.
If you can't sit on the sofa and you can't put your feet up on the ottoman, and if you can't relax in your bed, and if you can't walk on the rug, and if you can't, like, who wants to live like that?
Yes.
Like, that sounds horrible to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, somebody can put a bunch of beautiful things in the room, but I would like to think that I'm building and designing these homes for people that'll live for such a long time, which is really exciting, that my work will live for so, so long. But I'd like to think that it's living really beautifully, that it's not just a pretty face, that it lives beautifully for these families who trusted me to design it for them.
Oh, I'm in. Okay, but really fast, you have to tell me, where do you go to get your spiritual inspiration? Where do you go to get all of this, like, this wisdom? Where do you gather this? Because I need to go to this well.
So, I don't know. Do memes on Instagram count?
Yeah, it's all a part of your bigger picture. I'm telling you, like, I am here for it all.
Oh, I don't know. I don't have religion.
In tune to a higher being.
I mean, that's for sure. Like, I think having an understanding and living a well-examined life and all of those things are in fact important to me. And you know, raising my kids in the South without religion is kind of a big thing. And having them grow up without that in a place where it's very common, where do y'all go to church? Mm-hmm. And then my kids are like, oh, right? Because when you grow up in the South, everybody goes to church. And so those are sort of things that we've had to talk about a lot in our house, that, you know, what we're doing is based in kindness, and what we're living is to, for you to go into this world and not do harm to others and bring bad feelings to others. You're to live in kindness for yourself and live in kindness for others. And so we maybe lean a little more on philosophy
I love, my mom's a philosophy professor. I love philosophy. I grew up with a very philosophical house. That's maybe why I relate to you and like receive what you're saying, because I'm like, it's just the point. Like, it's not, who cares about all the titles? And I'm not bashing religion. Everybody has their outlet, and like everyone should 100%. Go find the higher power however they want. But
that's
to
right.
me, I want an applicable way to really mm-hmm. live a life that is, that feels mm-hmm. bigger than me, that feels kind,
sure.
that feels like I can walk in these principles and actually live
For
this
sure.
life.
For sure. And really, like, as far as religion goes, like, we have friends of all different faiths, and in almost all of, you know, the vast majority of our friends are believers, and that I would say, like, definitely don't want to be negative, but I would say that my children, I can say with certainty, have never been judgmental of what another family does or what another family believes, but that has not been reciprocated. So that has been something that they have had to learn and understand, that not everybody is okay with what you do and don't believe.
Well, a lot of people, and this just goes for life in general, need things to be very titled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. like, we have to have everything so wrapped up in a bow that we can like understand. But like, to me, the higher power, the bigger force, like, how could you ever wrap that up in a bow? You know?
Right. Right. And really, like, if we're a good family and we're good people and live with kindness and treat others with kindness and things like that, our religion is don't be an asshole.
Hell yes. And shouldn't we
actually,
all?
My kids are old enough that they now know that that is our religion. Don't be an asshole. Don't be an asshole for what someone believes in. And surely don't be an asshole for what someone doesn't.
Yes.
Like, just in general, let's just agree to not be assholes, okay?
Oh, Lori, I'm obsessed. Okay, so I leave every podcast with Leave Your Light, which you have so much light. And I'm telling you, this has been one of my favorite episodes. I feel like I have just like had so much fun talking to you and hearing your story. Tell me, what do you want people to know?
What do I want people to know?
You know what? Okay, I'm going to even change it now. I'm going to get more specific. My podcast is called Get Real. So mm-hmm. let's get real. Why do you want to get real with people?
Oh, I want to get real. I mean, I could do, okay, so I'll answer it two ways. I'll answer it for the professional me,
okay,
which is that my job is not about pretty expensive new things that has almost nothing to do with my job. Where most people might think that that's everything that my job is, I find that to be inconsequential. What I do is I design and build beautiful homes for families and people to live in. So that's what I would say. That's what I would like people to know professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I think personally, I think it would probably fall back into the category of what we've talked about quite a bit, that kind of was woven through everything that we talked about, that I am learning to trust myself. I'm learning to trust the people that I surround myself with. And I find that the more that I'm able to do that, the more that sitting in my hands is what is meant to be. There's less of what's wrong and more of what's right.
Oh,
because I'm not chasing it and squeezing it and trying to make something happen that's just not meant to be.
You're just trusting.
Yep.
Damn, that's good stuff right there. That's some good stuff right there. I have been fully enlightened by this episode in so many ways. I am so glad that you joined me and that you did a late 8 o'clock episode with me tonight, because
oh my gosh, this is the best.
I'm even drinking wine. I've been sipping wine. I now know why every mom pours a freaking glass of wine when their baby goes to sleep. I'm like, oh my God, cannot get that wine fast enough.
Truth. Well, I am beyond flattered that you wanted me on your show. I listened to your show. I loved your episode when you talked about you. So I could like really get to know you and hear you. Oh, well, hello.
Who is the dog? Millie. Oh, Millie. You're so good. Millie's really my dog, Sugar. Oh, what a sweetie. You can see it in her eyes. She's a sweet girl.
She's a little love.
Millie, girl.
But so listening to your story, and I know that this is like so Nashville and country music and all of that. So I feel like an oddball guest for your show, but I'm flattered that you wanted to talk. And I feel like we hang out all the time because I watch every single story, and all of us, Kate and Caroline and everybody at Redo, we were all waiting for Sunny to be born. And I'm like, she's been quiet, and I'm pretty sure she's been born. I'm pretty sure we're going to hear the announcement. Like, I feel like I know you, but I think it's because you really share who you are. And so I believe that you already trust who you are. So it's amazing to get a chance to finally talk to you.
Well, that is so nice. And I feel exactly the same way about you. Since you said this, I'm going to ask you this question because I've been wondering this just about life. And I feel like you would have a good answer. I feel like I'm starting to trust myself, but sometimes I get worried with oversharing my life just for I get worried about the darkness of the world. Like I believe in so much of the light, but then like I get sucked up into all the fear of the world that like sometimes it makes me want to retract and not share because I get so worried about all the bad things that could happen. I don't know. You just hear like about
specifically say a specific.
Well, I get like when I'm kind of struggling with like sharing Sunny on Instagram right now because I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like I just get so wrapped up in the terrible things in the world, even though I know that's, there's so much great light too. Like, how do you battle that? Like letting people into your life on a social platform and trusting trusting that process and then not being scared of like how much you're opening yourself up and like the negativity that people could do with it. I don't know if I'm making sense, but like,
I mean, and I can relate it to what happens in my world, because mine's business and yours is business, but it's also very personal, and you share more of yourself and more of your personal life than I do on my account. And what I have sort of had in response to things like that, when I have shared something and then there's sort of negative that comes in, is I'm sharing things that I'm proud of. And so my communication to people is, I'm putting something out there that I'm proud of. It's actually not something on a nameless internet that is welcome to all comment and criticism. It isn't. It's my work. Like I work hard. I work with human beings. I have actual clients who care about those things. And so it's not, I have not created my little corner of Instagram is not an open forum for anyone and everyone to say anything and everything that they like. So it's a community of largely women, lots of creatives. It's encouraging. It's uplifting. It's shared. It's personal. It's the real. And so I think what you cultivate, like what I see you cultivate, is honesty and vulnerability. And I think that is what naturally sort of protects you from the thing that you're worried about. Like, you're speaking it, you're saying what you're afraid of, which sort of is already building your community of saying, I'm afraid of this, just so you know, so handle with care. Like, this is a sensitive spot for me. So if you could not make me feel threatened with my child, or you could not make comments, then like, you are making this environment. We sit on this platform, but it's yours to make. It's your little home on there where you share and where you welcome people in. And if someone isn't making you feel right, then that person isn't your person, right? They should go. But if you're like, I feel like you just identifying that that's what you're afraid of and feeling afraid of is what safeguards you from those things happening, that you understand that it's a fear of yours and you say it out loud.
I love that. Lori with all the truth bombs. That's amazing. Okay, I'm going to end on one meme really fast because it's so good.
Please do.
One of Lori's memes from her Instagram highlight reel called Screenshots, right? Because you need to screenshot this. This is me. When you posted this, I was like, you're inside of my brain. Me writing email. I'm using an exclamation point so you know I'm friendly and excited, but now I'm using a period so that you know I'm not crazy. Here's another sentence with a period as a buffer, proving my normalness. Thanks so much for an exclamation point. I'm like, that is me every email.
I have to go back and take them out.
Yeah.
And I'll use an ellipses instead.
So yes. Yes.
So then I can say the thing and end it with a nice exclamation point and like really drive it home how excited I am.
Like you.
Yes. Yes. You need to go when you're ready and you need to go into the highlights. It's an old one right before we renovated our bathroom and it's called Hot Mess.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to dive into that later tonight.
It is a hot mess. It's the real, real. You want to get real? It's the real, real.
Well, I am right very excited. I'm more excited about this than season 5 of Grace and Frankie.
Okay, I need to watch it.
Yeah, because Grace and Frankie's the best show ever. It's so good.
I'm totally going to watch it. Everybody says so. All the best people
You'll
say so.
Love it. You'll love it. Lori, thank you so much for joining me and for having a late night convo with me and for being the best. You're amazing. Everyone check her out. It's Lori. Okay, I'm going to spell this again. Will you actually, you just tell everyone how to find you again.
Yes, it's Perangipe. It's a fancy last name. I got it from my husband.
I love it.
On Instagram, I am Mrs. Perangipe. Mrs. MRS. Perangipe. Parangjape. Mrs. Perangipe.
I love it. Okay, you're the best, Lori.
And thanks for being my new favorite.
Oh, you're my new favorite. It's done and done. Okay, bye.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.